This is the NOCN ESOL International Intermediate Level B1 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. What do you usually do at the weekend? 2. What time does the football match start? 3. Would you like some more potatoes? 4. Is there a post office near here? 5. How far is it to the beach from the hotel? 6. I have a terrible toothache. What shall I do? 7. Did you watch the news on the television last night? 8. Have you ever been to England? 9. Did you enjoy the party? 10. How much does it cost to visit the zoo?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. What do you usually do at the weekend? 2. What time does the football match start? 3. Would you like some more potatoes? 4. Is there a post office near here? 5. How far is it to the beach from the hotel? 6. I have a terrible toothache. What shall I do? 7. Did you watch the news on the television last night? 8. Have you ever been to England? 9. Did you enjoy the party? 10. How much does it cost to visit the zoo?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Part 2. Conversations. You will hear two conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them.
Listen to conversation 1. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good evening. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like a room, please.
Do you have a booking?
No. I hope that won't be a problem.
Not at all. We do have a few rooms available. Would you like a single room? or a double room?
A single room, please. How much is it?
It's £60 a night. How many nights do you want to stay?
For 2 nights. Is breakfast included?
Yes, it is. The dining room is downstairs on the right of the entrance. Breakfast is available between 7 and 9 in the morning. It's self-service.
That's great. I'd like to pay now.
Certainly. How would you like to pay? We accept Visa, MasterCard and American Express. Or you can pay cash.
I'll pay with my Visa card.
OK, no problem. Could you fill in this form, please?
Yes, sure. Do you need my passport number?
No, just your name, telephone number and address and your signature.
Of course. Here you are.
Thank you. Here's your key. Your room number is 212. It's on the 2nd floor. You can take the stairs if you prefer, but there's also a lift here on the left. That would be easier for you if you have a heavy suitcase.
Thank you. I think I'll take the lift. But first, I have to fetch my bags from the car. I've parked on the street in front of the hotel.
We do have a car park behind the hotel. You can park there at no extra cost and it will be safer there.
That's good. I'll put my car in the car park. Thank you for your help.
My pleasure. If you need anything during your stay, you can dial 0 from the phone in your room to call reception. Have a good stay.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good evening. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like a room, please.
Do you have a booking?
No. I hope that won't be a problem.
Not at all. We do have a few rooms available. Would you like a single room or a double room?
A single room, please. How much is it?
It's £60 a night. How many nights do you want to stay?
For 2 nights. Is breakfast included?
Yes, it is. The dining room is downstairs on the right of the entrance. Breakfast is available between 7 and 9 in the morning. It's self-service.
That's great. I'd like to pay now.
Certainly. How would you like to pay? We accept Visa, MasterCard and American Express. Or you can pay cash.
I'll pay with my Visa card.
OK, no problem. Could you fill in this form, please?
Yes, sure. Do you need my passport number?
No, just your name, telephone number and address and your signature.
Of course. Here you are.
Thank you. Here's your key. Your room number is 212. It's on the 2nd floor. You can take the stairs if you prefer, but there's also a lift here on the left. That would be easier for you if you have a heavy suitcase.
Thank you. I think I'll take the lift. But first, I have to fetch my bags from the car. I've parked on the street in front of the hotel.
We do have a car park behind the hotel. You can park there at no extra cost and it will be safer there.
That's good. I'll put my car in the car park. Thank you for your help.
My pleasure. If you need anything during your stay, you can dial 0 from the phone in your room to call reception. Have a good stay.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning. Greendale Academy School. This is Chris Jackson, School Secretary. How may I help you?
Good morning. My name is Alison Brown. I'm calling about my daughter, Joanna. She's not feeling well and won't be able to come to school today.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope it's not too bad.
No, I hope not. She started feeling unwell last night when she went to bed. She has a stomach ache and is feeling sick this morning. I think she should stay at home today.
I hope she feels better soon. Which class is she in?
She's in Mrs. Patel's class, Year 8. Do you think I could get her homework for today? I think it's important that she keeps up with her studies if she can.
Yes, of course. Just a moment. I'll look at her timetable. I see she has homework in geography and maths today.
Yes, that's right. I'm especially concerned about the maths.
Is it okay for me to give your email address to the geography and maths teachers? They can then send the homework to you later today.
That would be great. Do you have my email address?
Just a moment. We have abrown@gmail.com for you. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, I'll make sure the geography teacher, Mr. Smith, and the maths teacher, Miss White, get your message about your daughter, and I'll ask them to email the homework to you.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
No problem. But please could you let us know in the morning if Joanna won't be coming to school tomorrow?
Yes, I'll do that, but I hope she will be feeling much better by tomorrow. Thanks for your help.
My pleasure, Mrs. Brown. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning. Greendale Academy School. This is Chris Jackson, School Secretary. How may I help you?
Good morning. My name is Alison Brown. I'm calling about my daughter, Joanna. She's not feeling well and won't be able to come to school today.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope it's not too bad.
No, I hope not. She started feeling unwell last night when she went to bed. She has a stomach ache and is feeling sick this morning. I think she should stay at home today.
I hope she feels better soon. Which class is she in?
She's in Mrs. Patel's class, Year 8. Do you think I could get her homework for today? I think it's important that she keeps up with her studies if she can.
Yes, of course. Just a moment. I'll look at her timetable. I see she has homework in geography and maths today.
Yes, that's right. I'm especially concerned about the maths.
Is it okay for me to give your email address to the geography and maths teachers? They can then send the homework to you later today.
That would be great. Do you have my email address?
Just a moment. We have abrown@gmail.com for you. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, I'll make sure the geography teacher, Mr. Smith, and the maths teacher, Miss White, get your message about your daughter, and I'll ask them to email the homework to you.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
No problem. But please could you let us know in the morning if Joanna won't be coming to school tomorrow?
Yes, I'll do that, but I hope she will be feeling much better by tomorrow. Thanks for your help.
My pleasure, Mrs. Brown. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Here is the weather forecast for Sunday and the week ahead. The Met Office is warning of heavy snow for parts of northern Scotland in the next few days, and the whole of the UK should be prepared for much colder temperatures from Sunday. By Monday, there could be some snow falling in any part of the country as the temperatures continue to drop. Parts of Scotland, particularly the Highlands and the East Coast, will have very strong winds and snow showers that could cause problems for traffic. There could be as much as 15 centimetres of snow in the hills in Scotland and some parts of northern England, and temperatures may fall as low as minus 5 degrees Celsius on Monday morning. The Met Office has put a yellow warning in place, which means that there could be snow, strong winds and icy conditions from 6 p.m. on Saturday until midnight on Monday. The weather will remain cold for the rest of the week. We will all see some wintry weather. Craig McAdam, weather forecaster for the Met Office, says that after the lovely warm spring weather that we've had since the beginning of March, the first week of April is going to feel like a return to winter.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Here is the weather forecast for Sunday and the week ahead. The Met Office is warning of heavy snow for parts of northern Scotland in the next few days, and the whole of the UK should be prepared for much colder temperatures from Sunday. By Monday, there could be some snow falling in any part of the country as the temperatures continue to drop. Parts of Scotland, particularly the Highlands and the East Coast, will have very strong winds and snow showers that could cause problems for traffic. There could be as much as 15 centimetres of snow in the hills in Scotland and some parts of northern England, and temperatures may fall as low as minus 5 degrees Celsius on Monday morning. The Met Office has put a yellow warning in place, which means that there could be snow, strong winds and icy conditions from 6 p.m. on Saturday until midnight on Monday. The weather will remain cold for the rest of the week. We will all see some wintry weather. Craig McAdam, weather forecaster for the Met Office, says that after the lovely warm spring weather that we've had since the beginning of March, the first week of April is going to feel like a return to winter.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You'll hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
In the programme today, we are going to look at ways we can help to end plastic pollution. Our Earth is suffering from tons of plastic waste that pollute our rivers and seas. What can we do to help? There are lots of things we can do. We can start by reducing the amount of plastic we use in the first place. Secondly, we can reuse plastic items where possible. Thirdly, we can recycle anything that we can't reuse. Let's have a look at those three suggestions in more detail. To reduce our use of plastics, we should avoid items that can only be used once, such as takeaway cups. Instead, we should use a cup that can be used again and again. Some cafes encourage customers to bring their own cups with them. Next, if you have plastic items at home, make sure that you try to use them multiple times. For example, instead of buying new water bottles, refill and reuse the ones you have already. When you go shopping, take your own bags instead of buying plastic ones that can only be used once. Finally, when you buy a plastic item, check it has a recycling symbol on it. It is much better to recycle plastic waste rather than throwing it away with your normal rubbish.
Now listen to the broadcasts again.
In the programme today, we are going to look at ways we can help to end plastic pollution. Our Earth is suffering from tons of plastic waste that pollute our rivers and seas. What can we do to help? There are lots of things we can do. We can start by reducing the amount of plastic we use in the first place. Secondly, we can reuse plastic items where possible. Thirdly, we can recycle anything that we can't reuse. Let's have a look at those three suggestions in more detail. To reduce our use of plastics, we should avoid items that can only be used once, such as takeaway cups. Instead, we should use a cup that can be used again and again. Some cafes encourage customers to bring their own cups with them. Next, if you have plastic items at home, make sure that you try to use them multiple times. For example, instead of buying new water bottles, refill and reuse the ones you have already. When you go shopping, take your own bags instead of buying plastic ones that can only be used once. Finally, when you buy a plastic item, check it has a recycling symbol on it. It is much better to recycle plastic waste rather than throwing it away with your normal rubbish.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.